This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Podyal called on Japanese business community to invest in Nepal during his 4-day Japan visit. Election Commission intensifies preparations for March 5th House of Representatives elections. Nepal witnesses significant improvement in financial inclusion index. And Pakistani security forces kill 145 fighters in Balochistan province after a series of deadly attacks. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Podyal has called on the Japanese business community to explore investment opportunities in Nepal. The president made the remark while addressing an interactive program with the Japanese business community in Tokyo today. The event was held on the occasion of the 70th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between Nepal and Japan. On the occasion, President Podyal expressed Nepal's desire to build a close partnership with Japan's private sector. According to the President's Secretary, the head of the state reminded that the government of Nepal is committed to providing all possible support to Japanese investors. He also praised Japan's long-standing support to Nepal, describing Japan as a reliable development partner in Nepal's socio-economic development. Meanwhile, President Podyal also shared that Nepal's efforts are focused on social justice, good governance, and people's prosperity, along with political stability. On the occasion, Charge the Affairs of Nepal to Japan, Harihar Kanta Podyal welcomed President Podyal, where Secretary at the Foreign Affairs Ministry, Amrit Bahadur Rai, and Joint Secretary Bhringu Dhungana made presentation on the potentials of the investment in Nepal. Likewise, some of the members of the Japanese business community said that they were happy after getting to know that there are many opportunities for investment in Nepal. President Podyal, who left for Japan last night for an official visit, landed at Narita International Airport early this morning. The Election Commission has intensified its preparations for the upcoming March 5th House of Representatives elections. Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai said that the printing of 3 million ballot papers for the first-past-the-post election system under the House of Representatives elections has been completed for 25 districts. Likewise, the commission stated that nearly 1.1 million sample ballot papers are being printed for the voters' education purpose. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in coordination with the Election Commission, has informed the diplomatic missions of different countries and the chiefs and representatives of the UN agencies based in Kathmandu regarding the upcoming election. According to Election Commission, the Kathmandu-based diplomatic missions were informed about ongoing preparations, election environment, and the monitoring of elections from national and international observers. Nepal has witnessed a significant improvement in financial service in terms of access, use and quality. A financial inclusion index released by Nepal Rast Bank on Sunday shown that Nepal's financial inclusion index rose from 0.47 to 0.53 in the fiscal year 2024-25. The report has also mentioned that people's rising access to finance, use of digital medium and enhancement of quality services. As per the latest report, the access index is 0.53, indicating expansion of banking and financial institutions and the rise of digital transaction. The government of Nepal has advised Nepali citizens to defer any plans to travel to Iran in light of the unfolding developments in the country until the situation returns to normal. According to a travel advisory issued by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Nepal, Nepali nationals currently residing or working in Iran are advised to leave the country at the earliest possible way. The Nepali citizens in Iran are also requested to make their travel documents, including passport and identity cards, ready for ease of emergency exit from the country. Nepal welcomed 92,573 foreign tourists in the first month of the year 2026. According to Nepal Tourism Board, the number of foreign travelers in January this year is 15.7% more compared to January in 2025. The number of Indian tourists visiting Nepal in a month was the highest among visitors. NTB said that 26,624 tourists arrived in Nepal in January. Likewise, 9,101 tourists arrived in Nepal from China, 8,406 tourists arrived from the USA, and 4,956 tourists from Australia. A 132 kV transmission line has come into operation in Karnali province, marking the first transmission line operated by the Nepal Electricity Authority, NEA, in the province. According to Nepal Electricity Authority's Managing Director Hitendra Dev Sakye, the launch of the 132 kV Surkhet transmission line under the Koholpur Surkhet Dailek transmission line project is expected to accelerate economic growth in the province. Karnali province had long been facing problems such as system overload, frequent power supply disruptions, and low voltage as it relied solely on 33 kV transmission line. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international updates. Pakistani security forces have killed at least 145 fighters in the Rasti Balochistan province in a manhunt launched after a series of coordinated gun and bomb attacks that left nearly 50 people dead. According to Al Jazeera, the announcement on Sunday came a day after the attacks, which began early on Saturday at multiple locations across southwestern Balochistan and left 31 civilians, including 5 women and 17 security personnel, dead. The assault claimed by the banned separatist Balochistan Liberation Army prompted authorities to impose month-long security restrictions on the province, banning public gatherings, demonstrations, and limiting traffic movements. 12 miners have been killed by a Russian drone strike in eastern Ukraine, the country's largest private energy firm says. The BBC cited D-Tech as saying that the bus carrying workers after a shift in Dnipro Petrovsk region had been targeted in Sunday's attack, state emergency services, and at least 15 people were injured. Earlier, at least 2 others were also killed and 9 injured in separate Russian attacks overnight on Sunday. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday said he was hopeful of agreeing a deal with Iran after the country's supreme leader warned that any U.S. attack on the Islamic Republic would trigger a regional war, AFP News Agency reports. Following the Iranian authorities' deadly response to anti-government protests that peaked last month, Trump has threatened military action and ordered the dispatch of an aircraft carrier group to the Middle East. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei on Sunday linked the recent protests on a coup, warning that a U.S. attack would trigger a broader conflict. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecasted the weather to be foggy or misty in some places in the Terai region. The Himalayan region will generally be cloudy, while the remaining areas will be partly cloudy. There is also a possibility of light snowfall and rain in one or two places in the Himalayan region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Porial calls on Japanese business community to invest in Nepal during his four-day Japan visit. Election Commission intensifies preparations for March 5th House of Representatives elections. Nepal witnesses significant improvement in financial inclusion index, and Pakistani security forces kill at least 145 fighters in Balochistan province after a series of deadly attacks. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.